Georgia real estate headlines. Fulton County Assessors, annual notices expected mid-June. The Fulton County Board of Assessors expects to mail annual notices of assessment in mid-June. GA real estate professionals in Fulton County should monitor this timeline to anticipate client inquiries regarding property tax valuations. For details, visit 8/fultonassessor.org/. Georgia real estate headlines. GSCCCA property record search tool now available for GA real estate pros. The Georgia Superior Court Clerks Cooperative Authority, GSCCA, offers an online property records search portal for real estate lookups. Georgia real estate professionals can access official property records directly through this state-backed system to verify ownership, liens, and title history. Bookmark http://search.gscca.org/realist/property-search.asp for your next GA property due diligence workflow. Georgia real estate headlines. Calibri Real Estate School, Georgia agent commission rates by city. Calibri Real Estate School explores the average real estate commission rates for agents across different cities in Georgia. This data helps Georgia real estate professionals understand local market standards for compensation. Read the full analysis on commission structures in Georgia at the source link, Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Property Ownership Database, Gwinnett County, Gwinnett. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data, which contains property details such as ownership and values for parcels. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in GA. Read the source, http://gwinnett.county/government/departments/county-administrator/assessor/property-ownership-database. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Tax Assessors, your one-stop portal to assessment, parcel tax, and GIS data for Georgia. Welcome to Georgia Assessors. Georgia Assessors is your doorway to all Georgia County websites for online parcel tax and GIS data. Search parcel data, tax digest, and GIS maps by owner's name, location, address, parcel number, legal. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in GA. Read the source, h.public.net/va-assessors/loadpage.pt.loaded-1. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Understanding Real Estate Commission in Georgia, a comprehensive guide. Discover the average real estate commission in Georgia, how it's split, who pays, and tips for negotiating rates. Gain insights on industry trends and maximize your earnings with tools like commission calculators and salary guides. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in GA. Read the source, h.clibrirealestate.com/career-hub/. Average real estate commission-Georgia. Context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable. Many commercial real estate transactions involve Phase 1 ESAs. Consult with qualified environmental professionals and legal counsel to determine whether a Phase 1 ESA is appropriate for your specific transaction, as requirements vary by lender, property type, and regulatory context, industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most GA jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1030 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks. The 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.